The legislation was blocked for a dozen years in the state Senate because Republicans who held the majority did not permit the bill to come to the floor for a vote. Now, with the election of several new Democrats to form the ruling party in the state Senate, they'll join the Democrats who lead the assembly to likely pass the bill on the anniversary of the court's 1973 decision on Roe v. Wade. Andrea Miller, president of the National Institute for Reproductive Health, worked for years in Albany to get a vote on the measure to update the state's 1970 abortion laws, which abortion rights supporters say are antiquated.
It's a very exciting moment for New York and, frankly, for the country to see that this state is finally poised to enshrine the right to make reproductive decisions into our state statute. This will have an immediate impact in stopping the harm that currently is happening for women with issues late in pregnancy who have had to leave the state in order to get the care that they need and deserve.
The state's current laws decriminalize the procedure for pregnancies up to 24 weeks. After that, abortion is only permitted to save the life of the mother. It's not allowed to preserve a woman's health. As a result, some New York women with rare conditions that led to a late-term pregnancy that were considered dangerous to their health had to go out of state to get an abortion. The Reproductive Health Act would permit abortions for any reason for the first 24 weeks of pregnancy. After that, abortions could be performed if the fetus is determined not to be viable outside the womb and to protect the mother's life or health. Miller says the New York legislature's swift action on abortion rights can motivate other states to act during a time when President Donald Trump's recent appointments to the Supreme Court increases the chances that Roe v. Wade could be overturned.
It will be a really important signal to the rest of the nation in the wake of a midterm election where so many candidates ran and won on protecting access to reproductive health care, including abortion rights. And to have New York come out of the box fast, early in the state legislative cycle, and make this definitive statement can be really inspiring.
Opponents include some religious groups like the Catholic Church. Kathy Gallagher, who is director of pro-life activities with the New York State Catholic Conference, says it's a very sad day and could lead to more women having the procedure.
Thankfully, the numbers of abortions in New York State and around the country have been trending downward for at least the last 10 years. We think that the Reproductive Health Act is going to undo all that good and move things in the opposite direction.
Gallagher says the Reproductive Health Act goes beyond the rights established in Roe v. Wade. She says a provision that permits a licensed, certified, or authorized practitioner to perform an abortion means it would allow health professionals other than doctors to provide the procedure. And she says it could also weaken criminal penalties in cases where domestic violence leads to the loss of a fetus because the procedure would be removed from the state's criminal statutes and instead be under the public health laws.
As rather ironic that as the democratically controlled legislature gives more and more rights to New Yorkers, we're going to have the right to early voting and the right to free education and the right to smoke pot, but fewer New Yorkers will actually have the right to be born under this particular law.
Gallagher concedes that the measure is all but certain to pass. She says the next step for Catholics who oppose abortion is to help provide more services and choices, like financial help and help with adoption, for women who find themselves with unwanted pregnancies. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.